Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
And give everyone a safe trip home. Amen.
Thanks, Olivia. All right, that's it for this week. Except for one thing. If you can stay in your seats, Wooten Bassett has an announcement for the class.
He's not even here.
Well, that's why he asked me to play this recording. He also asked me to turn off the lights.
What? I don't know.
Greetings, everyone. I would like to tell you a story about a certain group of middle school kids who were having Sunday school in a room just like this one. Little did they know that lurking outside the church was a half-man, half-chicken! After a freak accident at the chicken soup factory, he was out to seek revenge on everybody who eats, sells, transports, or processes chicken, which incidentally is just about everybody in this room. Oh, okay. And the chicken man just saw a sign outside about the all-church chicken dinner. Oh, this was not good. The chicken man sneaked around the parking lot looking for unsuspecting chicken eaters, which incidentally is just about everyone in this room. But he found no one. He walked through the door into the church, the one marked exit only. He didn't care. That's how bad this chicken was. He strutted down the Sunday school wing. Oh, get it, you know, wing like a chicken wing. Okay, getting closer and closer. People inside the rooms could hear his three-toed clawed feet stepping closer, closer. He saw a door with the words middle school classroom standing on one leg. His claw crept toward the knob. Closer, closer.
Don't worry about it. It's just me in a chicken suit.
What was that for?
Oh, thanks for asking, Olivia. That was just a sample of the scary stories I'll be telling at Camp What a Nut.
Yeah, Wooten's going for a weekend retreat next month, and he's a camp counselor.
If you're the counselor, shouldn't you be counseling?
Hmm?
Why are you telling scary stories?
Well, you have to tell scary stories at camp, don't you? It's tradition. You know, it's part of the counselor's job. I mean, scaring the kids gives us something to counsel them about later, right? Especially when you're dealing with those cute little first graders.
Oh, wait a minute. You're going to be telling that scary story to first graders?
Oh, yeah, it was about a chicken man. How scary can a chicken man really be?
Well, I'd have nightmares for a month if you told me that story in first grade.
Me too.
Oh. Well, I'm going to have to think about that. Okay, how about like a half-man, half-cute little fluffy bunny?
Why don't you explain why you're here, Wooten?
Oh, yeah. Okay, thanks, Whit. Sure. The reason that I'm here is,
To explain that Camp What a Nut has been a favorite retreat spot for kids around Odyssey for many years. They have hiking, swimming, all kinds of sports.
That's right, and I hear they're adding rock, paper, scissors, which reminds me of why I'm here. I need one of you to be my assistant. Yeah, well, anyway, I haven't even told you the best part yet. There's a special guest coming to the retreat. Melissa Cyphers.
Melissa Cyphers? I love her.
Yeah, she's got a new album out, so she's going to be singing a bunch of songs from it. Anyway, I get to pick one lucky person to be my assistant. So if you're interested, ask your parents and then come see me. Okay, I got to go. Thanks, Mr. Whitaker. Hit that play button again.
All right.
And the chicken man took out a tub of pre-cooked batter and a giant deep fryer, and he began to place the victim.
Yeah, I should probably work on that.
Anyway, he needs an assistant. And I really want to do it, Mom.
But that sounds like a good opportunity.
Mm-hmm. You're cutting those cucumbers a little too thick.
Oh, sorry. But get this.
Are the dishes in the dishwasher clean?
Yes, Matthew. I ran it last night. In fact, you're welcome to put those dishes away.
All I wanted was some water.
So, get this. The special guest for this weekend is... Melissa Cyphers!
Really?
Wow, cool.
Yeah!
Who is that?
Dad! Really? You don't know Melissa Cyphers?
Sorry, no.
Okay, well, she's like a singer, and she speaks around the country about things like purity and living for Jesus.
Oh, wait a minute. Will it just be Melissa Cyphers, or will Joel Cyphers be there too?
Well, since Joel is her husband, I think he travels with her everywhere.
You're kidding! I want to go!
What?
Her husband is also her producer and sound engineer. He does some of the coolest things with music and sound. He practically invented the phase enhancer sync pad for the Lotharian Wi-Fi keyboards. I'd love to meet him.
He invented the what for the what?
Well, sorry, you can't, Matthew. Wooten said he only needs one assistant, and it's gonna be me. I mean, if Mom and Dad say it's okay.
Well, I don't have any problem with it.
I think it would be great.
Oh, wait a minute, what about me?
What about you? I want to do this to help Wooten help kids. You just want to meet some guy who, like, syncs pads on a soundboard.
It's way more complicated than that.
Well, hold on. Did Wooten say for sure that only one person could go?
Yeah.
Yep, he said he needed one assistant.
Well, I suppose it wouldn't hurt to ask if he could use more help, though.
Yeah, I'm sure he could. I'll ask him.
Oh, brother.
Oh, sister.
Okay, so let's give it a try, shall we, Whit?
All right.
Okay, thanks. Greetings, everyone. I would like to tell you a story about a certain group of first graders at camp. Just so you know, though, it wasn't this camp. Okay, it was a completely different camp miles away. So it's not this camp. Okay, anyway. So in that other camp, the first graders had no idea that lurking outside. Well, okay, not really like lurking. He was kind of like hanging out, you know, standing there saying, hey, what's up? You know, like browsing. Yes, yeah, okay. He was browsing, like for postcards or something, in the gift shop at a camp that's 1,000 miles away from this camp, which is safe and totally fine. And browsing in that gift shop was a man without a head. No. Can't use that. A thumb. Okay, he was the thumbless man, which is not really scary, but he does have trouble hitchhiking, you know, which is just sort of makes him mad because he's got places to go like everybody. Okay, he lost his thumb in an accident involving an electric razor. No, wait, that's wrong. It was a genetic problem. Okay, he was born without a thumb, which is not his fault, and he's gotten used to it by now. You know, he's been in physical therapy, he's doing good.
Can I stop you for just a second?
Okay, why? Is it too scary?
No.
Okay, because is that thumb thing too much? Because, you know, maybe he's just missing a tooth or has, like, ear hair.
Well, may I suggest that you just think of a story that's a little less scary to begin with, and then tell it. The explanation seemed to be getting in the way a bit.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Okay, I gotta start over then.
All right.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, hey, guys. So, Olivia, did you talk to your parents about going to Camp Whatanut?
Yes, I did, and they said that it would be a great...
Actually, we have a question first.
Oh, yeah. All right. You did say that you only need one person, right?
Or could you use a little more help and take two?
Oh, well, two'd be great, Matthew, but all the cabins and the beds are taken and stuff, so I can really only take one assistant.
Oh, one? Yeah, so that's too bad, Matthew. Hey, maybe next year.
Oh, wait a minute. Why does it automatically go to you?
Because I heard about it first.
That's the rule?
Yes.
You happen to be listening to this news an hour before me, so you get to go to camp and not me?
Yes.
Wooten?
Yes?
Who do you want to be your assistant? It's your choice.
My choice? Oh, Matthew, I don't think that's a very good idea.
Why not?
Well, because I'm no good with those kinds of decisions. I mean, you never want to be behind me in line at the grocery store. That whole paper or plastic thing stumps me for like a half an hour.
Then who decides which one of us gets to go?
Wooten, I think you're going to have to make the decision.
Oh, really? But how? I mean, both of them would make good assistants.
But you said you can't take both. So you're going to have to figure out which of the two has the right skills for what you need.
Oh,
that's easy.
Too easy. Sorry, Matthew.
Oh, wait a minute. You may remember that I've won Parker Child of the Month Award 6 times running.
You made up that award yourself 6 months ago. Come on, I'm better with kids than you are.
Oh, right. Did you decide that before or after you dyed Camilla's hair purple?
Huh?
You know that was an accident. Easter egg decorating got a little out of control.
Oh, it happens to me all the time.
Who will it be, Wooten?
I can't make that decision right now, Matthew. I need a little time to evaluate properly.
Precisely how much time?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I have to decide that, too.
All right. You'll let us know, then?
Well, since you're my only two candidates, yes.
All right. Well, I guess we'll go now. I have to go feed the hungry.
Yeah. I've got prisoners to minister to.
Bye.
Bye. Wait, what am I going to do?
Well, didn't we just talk about that?
Yeah, but I like both Olivia and Matthew. I don't want to have to choose between them.
Are you worried about hurting their feelings?
Well, sure I am. Whichever one I don't choose is going to be mad at me.
Well, maybe, but think of this as a good life lesson.
Well, for me or for them?
Well, all three of you.
Well, how do you figure that?
It'll be good for them to learn that they're not going to be picked first for everything.
Okay, and what about me?
Sometimes you have to make tough choices, even if it means hurting someone's feelings.
That's the part I don't like.
Look, you just have to be as clear as you can be about how you make your decision. Think and pray it through. And then be just as gentle as you can when you break the news. If it's done reasonably, I'm sure the one who doesn't get the position will survive any hard feelings. Which they may have, by the way.
Well, this makes that whole paper plastic conundrum seem like a day at the beach.
I'll meet both of you in the sanctuary after Sunday school.
All right, Mom.
See you later.
Oh, hey, you guys.
Hi, Wooten.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Parker. I just wanted to talk to all of you.
Okay.
Okay, I've made a decision about my decision.
What is it?
It's a test.
Ooh, what kind of test? Math? No. Geography? No. Fashion sense?
No. I'm going to pick questions that will help me figure out who will be better with the kids. You know, who's going to talk and listen to them and stuff. That kind of thing. How does that sound?
I think that's fair.
Sounds good to me.
No problem.
Well then, I'd like to take both of you to my first grade Sunday school class right now. Is that okay, Mrs. Parker?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, great. Okay, you guys want to come with me?
Oh,
let's
yeah.
Go. Have fun.
Okay, kids, so that's it for this week. Make sure you come next Sunday because it's really going to be cool. We're recreating Israel's battle against the Amalekites in Plato. Okay, you can play until your parents come to get you. Puzzles are over there, trucks and cars over there, and blocks and stuff in the cabinets. Well, that went pretty good, don't you think? Now you have an idea about handling first graders at camp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Wooten, now just out of curiosity, what will we be teaching?
Oh, hang on a second. Zach, the glue is for sticking, not for snacking. The theme is love, as in the love talked about in 1 Corinthians. You know, we'll take each verse and then we're going to concentrate on like...
Whoa, is that an erector set?
Huh? Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, give me a minute. I got to show that kid how to build a construction crane. Hey, can I play?
Huh. My brother is so easily distracted.
Yeah, I know, kids. Oh, Dave, don't eat the action figures.
Okay. Hey, so which chapter in 1 Corinthians is that?
13. You see, a lot of the words and phrases in there are sort of, oh, wow, Lego, excuse me a minute. Hey, can I play?
Yeah. 1 Corinthians 13. I think I know how to get that position. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
Wow.
Yay!
That is great.
Oh, muy bueno.
An entire chapter memorized.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Did Wooten ask you to memorize that?
No, but that's the theme for camp, so I thought I'd show a little initiative.
Well, wow. I am impressed. Has Matthew memorized it too?
Are you kidding, Dad? All Matthew does is play around with the kids. He's not taking this seriously at all. I've learned more about the Bible in these last 2 weeks than I have in the last 2 years.
When is Wooten giving you his test?
Any day now, but I mean, it's pretty obvious we'll pass with flying colors. So I'll just be up in my room, packing for camp.
Oh, bye, Frankie. Have a great week. Oh, see you, Mrs. Green.
Bye. Thanks, Wooten.
Oh, you're welcome. So, Olivia, do you think I scared any of them with my lesson today?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, that Bible story was a little scary. So I wanted to watch them to see if they got frightened as a test to see what kind of story I could tell them at camp.
Well, the story was about Zacchaeus. He was just a wee little man.
Yeah, but he was a wee little tax collector, which is pretty frightening. And he climbed pretty high up in that tree. Gave me vertigo just describing it.
I don't think they were scared.
Ooh, well, that's a good sign. Oh, hey, Matthew.
Yes?
Come over here, please. We can clean that up later.
Sure, what's up?
Well, we're going to have our quiz.
Right now?
Yeah, you guys ready?
Yes.
I guess.
Okay, then, let's play.
Woo-hoo!
I've got my questions right here. I'll begin with you, Matthew.
Hit me.
Matthew, what is Kenny's favorite toy?
The toy workbench.
That's right. Good job. Olivia, what food is Patty allergic to?
Who?
Patty, you know, in our class.
What food is she allergic to?
That's right.
I don't know. How would I know that?
I know, peanuts.
You are correct. Matthew, your turn again. What is special about Andrew's younger brother?
He has Down syndrome.
That is correct. Matthew has 3 points, Olivia. Who is Amanda's best friend?
Who is Amanda? Wait, what kind of questions are these?
I know, Jessica.
Ding, 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 ding. That's right.
Okay, wait a minute. When are you going to get to the questions about 1 Corinthians 13?
Let me see. I don't have any.
Why not? You said that's the theme we'll be teaching.
Yeah, it is, but that's not really what I wanted you to concentrate on here, you know. I said that I wanted my assistant to be good with the kids, and that means, you know, getting to know them, talking to them, listening to them.
Well, so, okay, I memorized that whole chapter for nothing?
For nothing? I wouldn't say that. I mean, memorizing scripture is a great thing to do.
But I memorized it for the retreat, and Matthew didn't. All he did was play.
Yeah, you know, play with the kids, which was kind of the whole idea, Olivia. Boy, I'm real sorry.
Sorry? I'm the one who's sorry for wasting my time.
Oh, who told me this would happen?
You stole it from me.
We both agreed to the test.
But you don't even like Melissa Cyphers. All you like is that techno sync keyboard thingy.
I didn't do it to meet Melissa Cyphers or her husband. I think this is about the kids.
Oh, please. If you'd have been a nice brother, you wouldn't have competed. You better leave before I really lose my temper.
This is my room.
I don't care. It's not fair. It was my idea, and I heard about it first, and you knew I wanted to go, and you jumped in front of me and took it for yourself. I can't believe you would do this to me.
Hey, what is going on in
the
here?
The pictures on the walls are shaking.
He stole camp away from me.
What?
I passed Wooten's test, and she didn't.
Okay, now, Olivia, we all agreed that Wooten would make the final decision. I'm sorry that it didn't go your way.
I'm used to it. Nothing's gone my way ever since Mom came home from the hospital and said, "It's a boy!"
Hey!
Olivia, go to your room and calm down. I'll be there in a minute. Olivia?
I haven't really calmed down yet. You should probably come back later.
Oh, I think now is a good time.
Door's open.
I brought the fire extinguisher.
What?
For the smoke coming out of your ears.
I'm not ready to laugh yet, Dad.
Olivia, I've never seen you like that.
I'm not usually that mad.
Mad or not, that doesn't excuse the things you said.
I didn't say anything that wasn't true.
Wow.
What?
Well, you just reminded me of someone. A kid in my youth group at church when I was a teenager. Joshua Meany.
Come on, that wasn't his name.
It was. I'm not kidding. He liked to use that very sentence, "I didn't say anything that wasn't true," right after he insulted someone. Oh. Nobody liked Joshua Meany.
And I remind you of him?
The bad thing about Joshua is that he was smart, really smart. He knew the Bible backwards and forwards. He always won the Bible drills and quizzes. Adults would praise him, give him the ribbons, applaud him in front of the church, but they didn't know the real Joshua Meany. The real one knew all about the Bible, but didn't follow a single word of it. I always thought that was wrong.
Well, yeah, it is wrong. But...
But what? Do me a favor. Recite 1 Corinthians 13. Start with verse 1.
Okay. If I speak in tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and have all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing.
Go on.
I get it.
Get what?
Having all knowledge, all that knowledge doesn't mean anything without love. Like Joshua Meany.
As proud as your mother and I are that you memorized the scripture, it means a lot more to us to see you apply it. Can you show this kind of love to your brother?
I don't know. It's not easy.
I don't see where the Bible said it would be. Look, Olivia, I know you're disappointed about camp, but at some point, you need to find it in your heart to love, even through the disappointment. Isn't that what this chapter says? I'll let you think about that. And when you're ready, you need to go back and talk to Matthew.
Okay.
Okay.
Dad? Whatever happened to Joshua Meany?
I don't know. He moved away and, well, no one wanted to stay in touch with him. I wish I had. It would have been good for me to show the kind of love to him that we wished he would show to us.
That's sad.
It is sad. And I'd hate to see you make the same mistake. Talk to your brother?
I will.
Good.
Olivia?
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, is there something I can get you? You've been sitting here for quite a while.
No, thank you.
I heard about Wooten's decision. I'm sorry you don't get to go. I know how much you wanted to meet Melissa Cyphers.
Yeah.
Well, I'll leave you alone.
Excuse me, are you Olivia?
Yes. Wait. I know you. You're in the first grade class at church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your name is...
Kenny.
Right, Kenny.
I heard you were really smart, so I have a question for you.
Oh, you heard I was smart?
Yeah, I have this problem. My little sister and I got into a fight, and I want her to know how sorry I am. Is there a Bible verse about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's one in 1 Corinthians. Wait a minute. Who told you to ask me that?
Him.
Him who?
Matthew.
I see. Will you excuse me a minute, Kenny?
Okay, see ya.
Hi, Matthew.
Hey.
You sent Kenny over?
Yeah, you haven't been talking to me, so I thought you'd talk to him. It was kind of my way of apologizing.
Hey, I should apologize, too. I'm sorry.
Okay. But do me a favor.
What?
I'd like you to come when Mom and Dad drop me off tomorrow morning at the church.
Why?
It would mean a lot.
Okay. As long as you don't attack me with silly string or make faces from the bus.
I won't. I promise.
All right. Then I'll be there.
Don't get on the bus yet. Just stay with your group. We're just waiting for a few more people to get here, then we'll head off to camp.
Okay, Matthew. Do you have everything you need?
Mom, you went through all my stuff. I'm good.
Okay,
now don't forget, no pets, right? I don't want any insects or reptiles or animals of any kind coming home with you.
Aw, Dad.
But you can bring me something.
What?
Melissa Cypher's autograph.
Maybe.
May I have your attention, please? Wooten Bassett has a special announcement.
Thanks, Whit. Okay, everybody, welcome to the parking lot. I know it's crazy now, but just wait until we get to camp. You want crazy? I'll show you crazy!
Yeah!
But nothing scary or inappropriate for first grade sensibilities or practices. Anyway, I know we have, a few people here who were disappointed they couldn't come to camp with us. So my friend Whit and I made up a consolation prize that we placed strategically out of view on the other side of the bus. So, driver, move that bus! Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Melissa Cyphers!
Oh. Is he kidding? Is he kidding? He's not kidding! There she is! Ah! Hi, Melissa!
Hey, everybody. I'm Melissa, and I'm glad to
She means me. Right here.
Why don't you come on up and sing with the band, Olivia?
You are kidding. You're not kidding.
It's a chorus I wrote based on 1 Corinthians 13. I heard you already know the words.
I think Olivia saw that having knowledge is a good thing, but it's not the same as being loving. Love uses knowledge to help and bless others. If it doesn't do that, then it's useless. You heard Olivia recite 1 Corinthians 13, but as that chapter makes clear, we need to do the word and not just hear it. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Wooten Knows Best was written by Marshall Younger and directed by Dave Arnold. Our sound designer was Nathan Jones. Our cast included Kelly Stables as Olivia, Zach Callison as Matthew, Jess Harnell as Wooten, and Mark Evan Jackson as David, along with Brian Leone, Andre Stoika, and Amanda Troop. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.
And the little first graders camped around a fire, kind of like this one here. It was dark. The wind howled around them. There was a rustling in the trees. Little did they know that approaching them slowly, slowly through the dead, crispy leaves was Floppy, the kind-hearted pink bunny, and his sidekick, Bob, the nonviolent butterfly. They were searching for a lovely meadow to play in, and they came closer to the children, and closer, close enough to feel the heat of the fire, and suddenly, it was quiet. And they jumped out to make new friends.
That's supposed to be scary.
Not really. Here, eat some marshmallows.
Yay!